Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to Mark chapter 10. I have a question for you. How many of you knew who Arthur Wellesley was? Show of hands, I know who Arthur Wellesley was. Arthur Wellesley was one of the greatest generals of history. He's the guy who defeated Napoleon. Do you guys know who Napoleon was? Show of hands, I know who Napoleon was. Napoleon was considered for a while the master of Europe. Not a great guy. But he tried to take over Europe. Arthur Wellesley was the general who defeated him. He was also known as the first Duke of Wellington. Now, he was a great general. He was very well known. But you guys don't know him now. A lot of people don't know him now. How many people know who Emil Zátopek was? Emil Zátopek wasn't around all that long ago. He was fairly recent. He was the greatest runner of all times. He was an Olympian who achieved remarkable feats. He's considered one of history's greatest athletes, but you don't know who he is. He was very famous in his day. How many people know, show of hands, who Charlemagne was? Does anybody know Charlemagne? Okay, don't feel bad if you don't know him. A lot of the adults don't know these people either. Charlemagne was probably history's greatest king in the past 2,000 years. I doubt he was as great as David, but certainly among the European kings, he was number one. He drove back the Moors. The Moors were a Muslim army from Turkey that was about to take over all of Europe, almost wiped out Christianity. And Charlemagne, and this was about 1,200 years ago or so, Charlemagne drove them back into Turkey. They had spread all throughout Europe. And he drove them back. His name, if you translate it, is Charles the Great. That's what Charlemagne means, Charles the Great. And he was a great French king. How many of you guys know who Johann Bach was? None of you? Okay, he was one of the greatest musicians of all times. He is considered the great composer. All the composers of history wanted to be like him. He was the standard of excellence in music. He was top dog, and probably still is top dog, but a lot of people don't know him. How many people know who Homer was? And I'm not talking about Homer Simpson. Nobody? Homer wrote one of the greatest, probably the single greatest literary work second to the Bible in history. Only the Bible is more outstanding. But he wrote a poem that spanned 24 books. So you have a 24 book long poem. That's mind boggling. He lived a few thousand years ago, and he's still perhaps the single greatest writer who ever lived, second to those people who wrote the Bible. How about much more recent, George Patton? How many of you guys have heard of George Patton? Nobody? George Patton was one of the greatest generals of World War II. Without George Patton, the Allies would have lost the war to Germany. He wiped out the Germans. Thank God for George Patton, because he really took it to the Germans. We were losing the war until George Patton took over his army. And when he took over the army, now there were several armies that America had at the time. They were really, the army was divided into sub-armies. George Patton took one of them, and he just drove back the Germans. We'd all be speaking German right now, saluting Hitler, if it wasn't for George Patton. Now, the amazing thing is about this, and this is why I'm bringing it up. These were incredible individuals. These people were the greats of all time. yet nobody knows them. Very few people remember them, even the people who were not long ago. Emil Zátopek and George Patton, they were within the last 100 years, less than 100 years. But still, you don't know who they are, but they were the superstars of the world. And people still don't know them. People look for greatness. A lot of young people dream of being great. Maybe they want to be a great athlete, the best football player or the best basketball player or whatever of all time, the best musician. And they want to be these great individuals. They want to make their mark on the world. They want to have lives that are meaningful and important and significant. And they want to be great. But Jesus says in verse 42 of Mark 10, you know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them. To lord it over somebody means basically you boss them around. And their great ones exercise authority over them. Now the Gentiles were simply anyone who wasn't Jewish. And for the most part, it meant Europeans. It wasn't only Europeans, but for the most part in those days, it meant Europeans. So, he said, these people, the ones who aren't like you, like the Jews, their kings, their leaders, are bosses. And they really assert their authority. But he said, with you, it's not going to be like that. He said, whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man, which is talking about Jesus, did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. We have this thing, and young people, it's completely understandable. A lot of people have this. Sometimes older people have this, particularly if they're not Christians. But even with Christians, many older people have this. They want to be the top dog. They want to have what they think is greatness. Maybe they want to have a lot of wealth. But Jesus said in Matthew 6:19-20, don't lay up treasures for yourself here on earth. You could also say as a part of that, don't lay up your efforts to be great here on earth. Don't worry about trying to be super rich here on earth. Because here on earth, moth and rust will destroy what you have and thieves can take what you have. He said, instead, store up treasures for yourselves in heaven. Because in heaven, nothing can destroy your treasure and nobody can take it away from you. So store up greatness in heaven, not here on earth. Now there's nothing wrong with being a very successful athlete or being a very successful businessman or being very successful at whatever it is that you do. And there's nothing wrong with becoming well known, and there's nothing wrong with making a lot of money and all these things. You have to do it within the plan of God, though. Because if it is done outside of the plan of God, or where it costs you the perfect will of God, then it becomes a real problem, because what you think is success is actually loss. The Word of God says in Matthew 5:19, how are we great? It's like this. Whoever shall break one of the least of my commandments and shall teach men to do so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. So the person who does not live by the Word of God, and by commandments, it's not talking about the Ten Commandments per se. It's talking about the principles of the Word of God. Whoever will not live by the principles of the Word of God, although they are saved, those people are considered to be least. They are the last ones. They're the poor ones in heaven. They're in heaven. Absolutely, they're still in heaven. They were saved. They were Christians. But they didn't live by the word of God. On the other hand, he says, whoever shall do and teach them, that is to say, the things, the principles of the word of God, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. You want to be great in heaven. Because even if you're great here on earth, like those people that I said to you, these were the superstars of the world, and some of them, they lived not long ago. Some of them, let's say Mr. Joe or the Colonel or people that you know, they remember these people. They were around when these people were around, and yet you guys have no idea who they are. That's how quickly worldly greatness disappears. But if you want to have something meaningful, if you want to have a life that is significant, if you want real greatness, make your greatness in heaven. Because in heaven, it will never disappear. In heaven, it will never be taken away. In heaven, you cannot lose it. On earth, you lose it within a very short period of time. But in heaven, it lasts for eternity. The way that you become great is you live by the word of God. You use the word of God in your thinking. You trust the word of God. You believe the word of God. You trust the love of God. You trust the mercy of God. You live in the grace of God. When I say living by the word of God, I don't mean laws. I mean as the Holy Spirit shows you from His word, that's what you live by. That's what you respond to. That's what you think with. That's the foundation of your choices. That will give you tremendous greatness in heaven. And it also says about teaching others to do so. Your life is a textbook, whether you realize it or not. People are looking at your life, and some people you will see Jesus in their life, and other people you will not see Jesus in their life. And what he's saying right here is, for those people who respond to the word of God and others can see Jesus in their life, those people are considered great in heaven. But those folks who you cannot see Jesus in their life because they don't respond to the word of God, even though they're saved, they did at one time get saved, but they don't live by the principles of the word of God, and nobody sees Jesus in their life, those people are not great. They are the last place crowd in heaven. In Matthew 22:37, we will love the Lord our God with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind. And that's the great commandment. There's a second commandment that is just like it, that we are to love other people as ourselves. That loving people is very important to Jesus. That's one of the elements of living by the word of God. That's the most important one. In John 13:34, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give you." He said, "I'm taking away the Ten Commandments, not that they're no good, but I'm giving you something that is better. I'm giving you something that fulfills all of the commandments in one." He said, "Love one another as I have loved you." And then in verse 35, he says, "By this men will know that you are my disciples, that you have love for one another as I have loved you." That's the same thing as those who live by the word of God and teach other people to do so. When you are someone who knows the love of God, then people will see the love of God in you. And that will draw people to Christ. That is the biggest, most important sign of greatness that any human being can have. That people can see the love of God in them, and they're drawn to God because they see Him in a person. God said that person is truly great, and their greatness will extend into heaven. He takes that very personally. In Matthew 25, verse 40, he says, "Assuredly, I say to you," in other words, I mean this, this is absolutely the truth, "inasmuch as you did it unto one of the least of these, my brothers," also counts for sisters, because those types of words in the Bible, they're not really talking about men or women or boys or girls, they're talking about people in general. "Whenever you've done it to the least of these people that belong to me, you've done it to me." So, when you are kind to somebody, you're being kind to Jesus. When you are patient with somebody, you're being patient with Jesus. When you show somebody mercy, you're showing Jesus mercy. Likewise, he said, "Whatever you've not done to one of the least of these people," you don't seem to have much regard for them. You think they're kind of kind of goofy, kind of dumb, not all that important. He said, "Well, you do that to me also." Let's say that we're unkind to somebody. That means we're being unkind to Jesus. Let's say we're impatient with somebody. That means we're being impatient to Jesus. Let's say that we're mean to somebody. We're being mean to Jesus. He takes it very personally. He said, "You do it to them, you do it to me. You don't do it to them, you don't do it to me." Well, he's God. The thing about some of the greatest people in history, and we don't really know who they are, a lot of these people served someone, like a king or something. And their service to the king gave them very high position in the kingdom that they belonged to. And that position meant they had certain authority, certain wealth, certain rank within that kingdom. Often such people would become knights, but not always. There was other kind of service also, and the kings would frequently recognize that and give them rank, authority, and wealth because of it. Those people were great in a worldly kingdom. But God says you can be great in a heavenly kingdom. That never goes away. Learn to be great in God's kingdom. Don't try to be something in a bag of chips here on earth. Do your best at whatever you do. Absolutely. Study hard, work hard, absolutely. And if you can be very successful, all the better. But the real success, the real greatness, that which you really want to go after, is greatness in heaven, because you can never lose that greatness. You guys understand that? Okay, that's it for today.